the U.S. basically sees Haiti as a pawn in their war against Venezuela. They can't do it through the U.N. Security Council, their usual fig leaf, because of the problems now with Russia and China, who are going to put the kibosh on that with their veto in the Security Council. So they have to go to the junior varsity, which is, of course, the OAS, the Organization of American States, what Cuba rightly calls Washington's Ministry of Colonial Affairs. So they're trying to push through this democratic charter, which was passed on September 11th, 2001, which basically says if two-thirds of the 35 members of the OAS can vote together, they can intervene in another country. Right now, they have 19 votes. Haiti voted against sanctioning Venezuela in the March 2017 OAS vote. Then there was another vote last year, and they abstained. But this year, on January 10th, finally, the browbeating and the bullying and the bribery maybe came to fruition, and they voted with Washington that Nicolas Maduro was illegitimate after receiving these $4 billion in Petrocaribe funds. So that was really the spark that set off the rebellion we're seeing today. The people said, come on, that's just too much.